This week's message is titled, Coming Together as One. The scripture reading is Mark 9, 38 through 41. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop, because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can, in the next moment, say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in again. The Bible says, Jesus says in particular, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome this world. And there are times over the years when it seems like the world is in great difficulty. Going back to World War II, World War I, and various other events. But right now, this is a unique time for all of us with the pandemic. The world has come together. And I was thinking about various scriptures that could be helpful to us at a time when the whole world is in need of help. And so many people have been reaching out in a wonderful way, and I encourage everyone to continue to do that, to reach out to others, stay in touch with one another. And there's a passage of scripture that I was thinking about that I want to share with you today in the book of 1 Corinthians. And Paul is writing to the church there, but he's also writing to us even years later. He says, to the church of God, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and our Lord. That's a passage of scripture that I missed for years because over the years, churches somehow have become segregated and look at divisions and look at things that are different from one another, as opposed to Christ, who is the head of our body, the church, and that we can all come together as one. And there's a great story that happens when in the Gospel of Mark, and it's not a lengthy story at all, but it's a story that goes this way. John comes to Jesus and says, Teacher, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. And Jesus replies, do not stop him. No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever gives you a cup of cold water in my name is doing the will of God. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to Christ will certainly not lose his reward. I want to share a message today about how we have so much in common, and that over the years, there have been divisions when it comes to just about anything, and maybe that's still the case today. But every once in a while, the world stops, and we reach out to one another, and there's this pause of peace where people can come together to heal and to help others. Back in the year 1985, when Africa had suffered such great starvation, there came together Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, who wrote this wonderful song that you may remember, We Are the World. And there was a wonderful song that came out of it, and he called for musicians all over the world to come together, those who are profound in their profession. And here's the song. It goes this way, and it's so apropos, I think, for us today. There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, and it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone, somehow, can soon make a change. We are all part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, is that love is what we need, because we are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true. We make a better day, just you and me. And throughout the Bible, particularly John and his gospel and in his epistles, he sees the entire world, the globalization, under the head of Christ Jesus, where the world comes together as one. And Paul, as well as John, sees this in a unique way, the coming together of heaven and earth. And Paul talks about this in a couple of his books. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 19, he talks about Christ being the supreme being of all of us. And then he says this in verse 19, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him," meaning Christ, "and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." And maybe even more succinctly, Paul says this in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10, where it says, "When the times will reach their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, namely Christ Jesus." I love that passage of scripture where Paul talks about the church being the body of Christ, that God placed all things under Christ's feet and made him head over everything for the church, which is his body. And then later Paul says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it." It's this relationship that God has with all of us, wanting the entire world to be reconciled to him through Christ Jesus, and therefore being in relationship with one another. Not segregation, not division, but coming together as one. And we have wonderful stories in the Bible of people coming together who they thought at one time were enemies, the Sadducees and the Pharisees and all this conflict. And Jesus teaches us that we're all created in the image of God, that we belong to one another, and that we need to help one another. We all know the Lord's Prayer. For many of us of my generation and even older, it was our daily routine from Monday to Friday, that we would get to school, the bell would ring, and we would stand up and we would sing, "O Canada," and we would always recite the Lord's Prayer. But what's unique to me in the Bible is that Jesus, our Lord, also prayed. There is the Lord's Prayer for sure, but Jesus in John 17 prayed. He poured himself out to God. And part of that prayer is the uniting of all of us coming together in Christ, that God was reconciling the world to himself. And so in John chapter 17, Jesus is praying that the world would come together as one. He said, "My prayer is not for my disciples alone, but I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message." Listen to this: "That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so the world may believe that you have sent me." So that the world may believe that you have sent me. This worldwide view global view of Christ being the head of the church is powerful. And even though we know that and hear that and say that, sometimes we've made the church so small and insular that we really don't have that wonderful reaching out to the world that Jesus has always wanted. I mean, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. We're part of that, but the entire world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. One of the reasons, I think, why some of the religious elite at the time when Jesus walked the earth were really negative against Jesus is because he had this worldview where they saw particularly their church, if you will, their faith, their religion, as being quite closed in. And Jesus kind of knocks that apart. And I remember once when he said to all the people gathered around them, people will come. People will come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and they will take their places at the feast of the kingdom of heaven. And I love that story, that beautiful parable, that beautiful picture that will be a reality someday, that people will come from all over the world and be united in Christ. And Christ commissions us to be active in this by living that Christ-like life that invites all people to come to him. It's a prayer of inclusion. When our Lord Jesus prays that the whole world would become one, that gives us this tremendous emphasis to see our neighbor, to see the world around us, even when negative things go our way or come against us, whether it's positive or negative. It's this view that we come together in Christ Jesus. And Jesus on the cross, before he was on the cross, said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. Or in John 8, I am the light of the world. Anyone who believes in me will come to him. And so this beautiful passage in Luke chapter 14, people will come from the east. People will come from the west, people will come from the north, people will come from the south, and they will take their places at the feast of the kingdom of heaven. So in Revelation chapter 7, there's this one more example, and all throughout the scripture we have these examples of the world coming together as one. And in Revelation 7, John says, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, every tribe, every people, every language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, Jesus. And they were wearing white robes, and they were holding palm branches in their hand. It's this gathering of people all coming together as one in Christ Jesus. So I just want to remind all of us that even while the world is in trouble right now, we have this wonderful opportunity to lend a helping hand to people, to reach across to one another, to be there for one another. God so loved the world. And sometimes we can be selfish, positively selfish, and say, God so loved me. You, that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have that everlasting life, which means this is life now, here, today, whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, that God is with us, he'll never leave us, and he gives us strength and encouragement to reach out to others who are having a great deal of difficulty. Sometimes intellectually, emotionally, maybe physically, going through a real tough time right now. But because Christ lives in this world and wants the world to come together as one, we can reach out to others with joy and encouragement. And in John 17, when he prayed to the Father, Jesus prayed for his own relationship with God. And then he prayed for his own disciples. So we pray for ourselves, we pray for our family. And then at the end of that prayer, Jesus prays for the whole world. And we can do the same thing, praying for the whole world, reaching out to one another, because we are the world. We are God's children. We are the ones who can make a brighter day. So my encouragement for you, for me, for all of us this week is to lend a helping hand, to be the church, to be the light of the world in any way that you can, reaching out to others and encouraging them, fulfilling the Lord's Prayer, that we could somehow make a difference in this world. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to getting back together with you again next week. Have a great one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.